Bulletin, an ancient indigenous practice credited with boosting Australia's performance at the Paris Olympics. Politicians to face penalties for bad behaviour and a new laws introduced to Parliament. And Australia's biggest ever solar farm granted environmental approval. An Indigenous yearning cycle featured at Australia's Athletes Village is credited with boosting Australia's Paris Olympics success. A yearning cycle is a learning tool used by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures to share stories, build relationships, and unite communities. The Paris Olympics saw the first time a yearning cycle was included at Australia's Athletes Village. Team Deputy Chef de Mission, Kyle van der Kuip, said there was no doubt the special yearning cycle improved the team's performance. Van der Kuip, a Waramayan Yuin man, represented Australia in the 110-metre hurdles at the 1996 and 2000 Olympics. Federal politicians will face consequences for bad behaviour and add new laws to be introduced to Parliament. The legislation will establish the Independent Parliamentary Standards Commission to investigate alleged breaches of the Code of Conduct and make recommendations for sanctions. Those recommendations will need to be endorsed by the Parliament, with penalties including 5% docking of pay and removal from committees. Minister for Women, Kati Gallagher, says it's an important step in improving standards.
It's all about improving workplace conduct in this building and making sure that where there is bad conduct or poor conduct, misconduct, that there's appropriate sanctions and enough deterrent to stop that behaviour from happening. We've done a huge amount of work across the Parliament with all representative groups, but, you know, there's a little way to go, but I'm hopeful we've found the right balance.
Parliament will receive the first annual progress report into the national plan to end violence against women and children today. The report calls for men to be a part of every aspect of ending violence, with more interventions needed for men. Domestic, Family and Sexual Violence Commissioner Michaela Cronin met with more than 300 organisations and individuals this year as services struggle to keep up with demand despite government funding. Assistant Minister for the Prevention of Family Violence, Justine Elliott, says the report is a reminder of the challenges that women face.
The life of a woman is different. We've had to see, think and act differently throughout our entire lives out of fear of violence. Fear of violence should not be a normal nor accepted part of womanhood. Speaker, one death is one death too many. And these deaths are not just numbers. These are women with lives, families, jobs. These women were part of our community until a man decided to take that away.
States and territories have come to an agreement over changes to National Disability Insurance Scheme, a step towards the government passing the bill. The changes include faster time frames for approving rules, adjustments to dispute resolutions, and a requirement for majority rather than unanimous decisions between governments when changing rules that could impact people with a disability. The NDIS legislation is currently before the Senate, with the government hopeful it will pass this week. Minister Bill Shorten says this is a significant step forward.
This agreement secures the support of the states and territories for the government's legislation and reform agenda, and will help ensure that the scheme is here for future generations of Australians.
Politicians and parents are calling on the federal government to increase public school funding. The Australian Education Union joined education ministers from New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, the ACT and Queensland, as well as public school parents and students on the lawns on Parliament House this morning. They're calling on the government to commit to their promise of full public school funding. The federal government has offered to fund 22.5% of public schools. The group is pushing for that to increase to 25%. Union President Corina Haythorpe says negotiations over school funding need to be settled now.
We have 2.6 million students across the nation, students who have been denied now over a decade of funding for their schools. The current offer that's on the table for the Albanese government to increase their share to 22.5% is not good enough. The ultimatum that this has to be settled by September the 30th is not good enough. We have been campaigning now for over a decade and we will continue to campaign.
Australia's largest ever renewable energy project has secured environmental approval from the federal government. The Sun Cable Australia Asia Pacific Link will include a 4 gigawatt solar farm, an 800 kilometre transmission line, and an undersea cable. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek says the project will boost the Northern Territory economy and elevate Australia's status in renewables. The 12,000 hectare solar farm has the potential to power 3 million homes, but some of the energy will be transferred to Singapore, to be located at a former pastoral farm near Tennant Creek. United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken says his country opposes any long-term occupation of Gaza by Israel. He says the proposed ceasefire and hostage release agreement now agreed to by Israel includes a clear schedule for withdrawal from the Strip. Mr. Blinken made the comments as he left Doha after a whirlwind trip to Egypt and Qatar. Both countries have been working with the United States to mediate Gaza talks. Mr. Blinken says the time for an agreement is now.
We're engaged every single day with Israel, and our Qatari and Egyptian partners are engaged with Hamas. Over the coming days, we are going to do everything possible to, one, get Hamas on board with the bridging proposal, and then to make sure that both parties work on and agree to necessary details of implementation that would allow everything to go forward.
In the meantime, Gaza officials say at least 10 people were killed in an Israeli airstrike on a school turned shelter. Israel's military says the strike on the school in Gaza City targeted Hamas militants who they say had set up a command center inside. First responders searched for survivors. They say around 700 people were sheltering there when it was hit.
Since the beginning of August and until now, we are talking about 9 inhabited schools that were turned into shelters for the displaced that have been struck by the Israeli occupation forces. The latest strike was the Tahin School, and today the Mostafa Hafez School was struck and there were a number of martyrs.
Earlier, a strike in the Bereji refugee camp in central Gaza had killed 5 children and their mother. Israel says it tries to avoid harming civilians and blames their deaths on Hamas. It has struck several schools in recent weeks, accusing Hamas fighters of sheltering inside them. Australia has sanctioned 20 Somali members of the designated terrorist organization Al-Shabaab. The sanctions largely target senior leaders and come after pressure from the United Nations on members to put in place an arms embargo, travel bans and asset freezes. The measures also prohibit the import of coal from Somalia. Al-Shabaab, which is linked to Al-Qaeda, was blamed for the killing of dozens of civilians during an explosion at a beach restaurant in early August. Militants from the group also captured a UN helicopter which made an emergency landing in central Somalia earlier this year. And to sport, AFL club Port Adelaide have called out abhorrent racist comments made about forward Willie Rioli on social media. The club is supporting Rioli and his family after comments were made about the West Coast Premiership player during Saturday night's showdown. It is the second time in as many seasons Rioli has been racially abused online, with the 29-year-old posting about it following a game against Collingwood last year. A Port Adelaide statement said the club condemns all forms of racism, adding that racism is abhorrent, unacceptable and never welcome in football or anywhere. The Adelaide Crows said in a statement that while the individual involved is not a Crows member, the club condemns this disgusting behaviour. The AFL's Integrity Unit is investigating the racist comments. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Perth, a shower 2, 20 degrees, Adelaide, showers 18, Melbourne, same conditions, 19 degrees, Hobart also a shower too, 16 degrees. Canberra, much the same, 17. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 23. Sydney, mostly sunny, 25. Newcastle, also mostly sunny and a top of 26. Brisbane, much the same, 25 degrees. Cairns, possible shower, 28. And Darwin, sunny day ahead and a top of 34 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.